Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Depot Market in Moscow, a vast converted tram factory that makes a claim to be the biggest food hall on the continent. Our guide is Monocle's Theo Mertz.
Variety and colour possibly aren't words you associate with Russian cuisine, not unless it's varieties of soup or the colour of beetroot. It's certainly true that until recently, there wasn't so much variety on the Moscow restaurant scene. I was here in the 2000s writing about food and drink for a local paper, and restaurants were starting to diversify then, but for the most part you were looking at very high-end European food, lower-end Russian food, or the big craze at the time, which was sushi. Well, that's changed, and you can see the change for yourself at Depot, a huge market and food court just to the north of central Moscow. The owners say it's the largest space of its kind in Europe. The market's housed in a converted tram depot from the turn of the last century and spread over 11,000 square metres, about the size of a Manhattan city block. The renovated building opened last year and boasts 75 restaurants and 140 stalls serving food from around the world. Anything from borscht and pelmeni to phobo, Peking duck, natural wines, barbecued meats, Kamchatka crab, haggis and baklava. It's still the New Year holidays in Russia and many Muscovites are out of town, but Depot, or Depot as it's called here, is buzzing. Outside it's grey and grim, it's been a freak warm winter here, so there isn't even the usual thick layer of snow on the ground to brighten things up. But in this red brick building, it's all glitter, Christmas decorations and neon lights. It's mid-afternoon, and I'm today's visitor number 12,073, according to a ticker on the market's website. Pushing through the milling crowds and looking for a space at the tables scattered around the market, I can believe that. Once you're through security, which here is a metal detector and a couple of stern-faced guards, a staple of any public space in Moscow, you hit the local produce stalls. Fruit and vegetables, nuts and spices, caviar, smoked fish, and Russian cheeses. Don't be fooled by names like Roquefort, Brie, or Camembert. These are all produced locally, and there's a political reason for that. Western dairy products have been under embargo in Russia since 2014, as part of the ongoing fallout from the Ukraine crisis, and this has given the country's cheesemakers a real boost. Not just to create imitations of French and Italian cheeses, though here they're pretty good imitations, but also to develop more of their own. Actually, there's a political element to the whole concept of Depot. When Muscovites came out to protest President Vladimir Putin's return to the Kremlin in 2012 after 4 years as Prime Minister, the authorities didn't respond to their demands, but they did attempt to appease the middle classes by making Moscow an easier place to live. With better transport and better public spaces, perhaps people would be less set on regime change, and this food hall is very much a part of that. Now the eating. The stalls are arranged in tram lines as a nod to the building's history. Line A for Georgian, Moroccan, dim sum and more. Line B for Vietnamese, Greek and a British pie shop that admittedly doesn't seem to be doing very much trade. C for a Bacardi bar, tapas and pizzas. D for seafood, desserts and health food. If you're visiting, you'll probably want to try something from Russia or other post-Soviet cuisines that you won't be able to find so easily elsewhere. So maybe try the mysteriously titled Batman and Uzbeks, which does a good plov, a meaty rice dish from Central Asia, and manti, thick, greasy dumplings. Or just next door, there's Baku Corner, offering skewers of meat Azerbaijan style and a decent local wine list. If you're after Russian, head to the Tiger Gastro Pub for venison pâté and moose salami, which go for 750 rubles each. That's around £9. Or you can try Bistro by Ruski for solid Russian classics like cabbage soup, minced herring forshmak, meat cutlets and pies. Before heading back out into the slush, there are plenty of options for something sweet, whether it's Russian delicacies like Medovik honey cake or ponchiki, the local equivalent of donuts, or even vegan and gluten-free tarts. It's a loud, bustling place, and it's a little gaudy for some people's tastes, but if it's variety and colour you're after in Moscow, Depot is a good place to start. For Monocle in Moscow, I'm Theo Mertz.
This has been episode number 166 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Theo for the tour at the Depot Market in Moscow. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.